Cognizant enters the race for Citius Tech. HCL Tech to lead Sarvam AI's $300 million funding round. Startup IPO lock-ins hit unlock season. Uber expands India footprint with Bengaluru and Hyderabad tech hubs. Oracle revokes campus offers at IITs, NITs amid global restructuring.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Before we start with this show, we have an exclusive from the M&A space, and this is with respect to the IT sector, where there is a twist in the ongoing stake sale process at EQT and Bain Capital backed Citius Tech, because we understand that NASDAQ-listed Cognizant has entered the race for the healthcare tech services provider. We also understand that feelers for this mega transaction may have been sent to other strategic players like Infosys. So we'll have to wait and see how this pans out, but that's certainly an exciting deal to look forward to. Let's begin the show then with what could become India's biggest AI startup funding round yet. Bengaluru-based Sarvam AI is close to raising $300 million, and leading the round could be HCL Tech with an investment of around $150 million. This is significant because Indian IT firms have largely stayed cautious on large AI bets so far, even as concerns grow around AI disrupting traditional outsourcing businesses. Sources told Money Control that Bessemer Venture Partners is expected to invest another $50 million, while Nvidia, Saudi Arabia's Prosperity 7, Activate, Gladebrook, and existing investors like Khosla, Peak, and Lightspeed are also likely to participate. The round is expected to value Sarvam AI at about $1.5 billion, nearly seven times higher than its 2023 valuation. Sarvam has quickly emerged as one of India's key sovereign AI players. Earlier this year, it launched two large language models trained from scratch in India, including a 105 billion parameter model unveiled at the India AI Impact Summit. The startup has also secured one of the largest GPU allocations under the India AI mission, gaining access to more than 4,000 NVIDIA H100 GPUs with government-backed subsidies. And if this deal closes, it would become the largest ever funding round for a pure-play Indian AI startup. Moving on to public markets now, where startup IPO lock-ins are entering unlock season. Between May and August, shares worth nearly 2.3 lakh crore rupees across listed new age companies are set to become eligible for trading as lock-in periods expire. That list includes Grow, Meesho, Lenskart, Physicswala, Fractal, and Pine Labs. Grow alone saw nearly 78,800 crore rupees worth of shares become eligible for trading, while Meesho's upcoming expiry could unlock another 59,000 crore rupees. Now, while this will hit the markets immediately, only about 50 to 20% may actually get sold through block deals and staggered secondary transactions. But the bigger trend is clear. Venture investors are finally getting liquidity after a prolonged slowdown in late-stage private funding. In fact, investors including Peak 15, Ribbit Capital, and YC Holdings have already sold part of their stakes in Grow. The next few months could become a balancing act between fresh IPO momentum and a steady flow of investor exits into public markets. Next up, Uber is also expanding aggressively in India, this time through large engineering and technology hubs in Bengaluru and Hyderabad. Together, the two offices are expected to house nearly 9,600 professionals, underlining India's growing role in Uber's global product and engineering operation. The Bengaluru office in Belandur will have around 5,000 seats, while the Hyderabad facility in Nanakramguda is expected to accommodate about 4,600 employees. This comes just days after Uber announced plans for its first India data center in partnership with the Adani Group. During his recent India visit, Uber CEO Dara Khosrowshahi also met Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and discussed Uber's future investment roadmap in the country. And finally, a worrying development coming from India's engineering campuses. Oracle has revoked several campus placement and pre-placement offers at top institutes, including IIT Roorkee, IIIT Hyderabad, IIT BHU Varanasi, and NIT Warangal, following its global restructuring and layoffs. The problem is especially serious because most engineering colleges follow a one student, one job policy. Once students accept an offer, they usually become ineligible for other campus placements. Some affected students we spoke to said they had already torn down opportunities from firms like Microsoft, Walmart, SAP, and Citi after accepting Oracle's offer. Placement officials said Oracle had hired aggressively this season with packages ranging between 35 to 40 lakh rupees annually. But after restructuring and closure of certain business units, especially in Oracle Health and Server Technology divisions, several offers linked to those teams were withdrawn. Now, this move follows Oracle's wider global restructuring this year, which reportedly impacted around 30,000 employees globally, including large layoffs in India. And that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. A big shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we covered today. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra Ashrikant signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.